Quiz Kids.
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, March 20. In Squiz Kids today, Fortress Australia as our borders close. The ancient fish with human hands. Tigers beat the blues. And story time with Olaf. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Australia's borders will be closed to anyone who is not an Australian citizen or resident as our government takes the next step in trying to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The Prime Minister made the announcement yesterday, saying from 9 p.m. tonight, all visitors to Australia, be they tourists or business people or families and friends visiting loved ones, won't be allowed in if they're not from here. Still no word on school closures, with the government determined to keep them open for as long as possible. There were also some big moves on the economic front, with a cut to interest rates to try to help out small businesses and homeowners, so people like your mum and dad. Interest rates determine how much banks charge you to borrow their money. Australia's financial system is resilient and well-placed to deal with the effects of the coronavirus, said the boss of the Reserve Bank yesterday. The Reserve Bank is like the big bank that sits over the top of all the other banks and is in charge of making sure our economy is in the best shape possible. Meanwhile, in the city of Wuhan in China, where the coronavirus is believed to have started, authorities have reported no new infections for the first time since the virus emerged 3 months ago. Authorities there are calling it a turning point in the fight against the spread of the virus, but many experts are saying it's really too early to claim victory.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Canada, where paleontologists have made a remarkable discovery. First things first, a paleontologist is a scientist who studies fossils, and in this case, dinosaur fossils. Researchers in Canada have discovered the fossilized skeleton of an ancient fish who lived 375 million years ago, and whose fins had bones similar to those found in human hands. Fish fingers, anyone? So, why is that important? Because it establishes a link between some of the most ancient creatures known to have existed on planet Earth and the modern-day human. It's called the science of evolution, and it maintains that humans evolved from apes, which evolved from amphibians, which evolved from fish, which evolved from, well, you get the picture.
Sport time!
The AFLW season will go straight into finals this weekend as the popular Women's League cuts short its season because of the coronavirus. Four semi-finals will be played this weekend, with North Melbourne taking on Collingwood, GWS facing off against Melbourne, Fremantle playing against the Gold Coast, and Carlton clashing with the Brisbane Lions. Meanwhile, defending premiers Richmond won their opening round AFL match against Carlton last night at an eerily silent MCG that had not a single crowd member in it. While in the NRL, also in front of an empty stadium, the Cowboys beat the Bulldogs.
Pop Culture Corner.
Remember how we talked the other day about musicians performing in their living rooms during the coronavirus lockdown and live streaming their home concerts onto Facebook and Instagram? Well, how about story time delivered by your favourite celebs streamed over the internet? Josh Gad, who provides the voice for Olaf in the Frozen movies, is one of several Hollywood stars who have posted videos to their Twitter and Instagram followers of them reading children's storybooks. Josh reads his favourite Dr. Seuss book, using all of the theatrical flourishes you'd expect from everyone's favourite cartoon snowman. There's a link in today's episode notes.
What's up, folks?
Every Friday, we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to find out what he's been listening to and watching. And this week, it's been a Harry Styles kind of a week, with the singer's new single, Adore You, getting heaps of airplay on the Fox's earphones. Now, if only he'd learned to sing in tune while he has his earphones in. And as for watching, he's not ashamed to say he's watched Frozen 2 twice this week. He says it's only because his little sister insists, but I think secretly he's been enjoying it too. Links to all of these cool things are in today's episode notes. Don't forget, next week we'll be putting together a special podcast called Squiz Kids Coronavirus Explained with Dr. Ginny Mansberg. Dr. Ginny has kindly agreed to answer your questions in a kids-only, no-adults-allowed Q&A session. So, if you or your class have a question about the coronavirus that you would like Dr. Ginny to answer, email it through to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. We'll need your emails by the end of business today. And then stay tuned for details on when and how you can download the podcast. Why are we doing this? Because it's a kids' world too.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country did paleontologists discover the fossilized skeleton of an ancient fish with human hands? That's right, Canada. Question number two. Who won last night's AFL clash between Richmond and Carlton? You got it. It was Richmond. Question number three. Which popular kids author did Olaf actor Josh Gad read during his live-streamed storybook session? Yeah, it was Dr. Seuss. Yeah!
Shout-outs.
Today's birthday shout-outs go to Noah from Fitzgibbon, Jessica from Brunswick West, Petria from Brisbane, Daniel, Lucas and Calvin from Sydney, Ashley, Luke and Nate from Inverell, Eve from Ashgrove, Connor from Listerfield, Sia from Roseville, Lily from Lane Cove, Nathan from Abbotsford, Noah from Fennel Bay, Olive from Canberra and Aaron from Ashmont. Some belated birthday shout-outs to Rory and Harlem from Bathurst, Amarina from Minto, Bella from Newcastle and Zoe from North Sydney. And more birthday shout-outs to all the kids celebrating birthdays this weekend. Settle in, this could take a while. Yasmin from Putney, Freddie from Darwin, Olivia from Geelong, Faith and Logan from Foster, Jordan and Siri from Melbourne, Freya from Upper Brookfield, Samuel and Lucy from Keilor, Ben from Eastwood, Mia from Brunswick West, Jaskarin from Wellington Point, Rose from Cheltenham, Pearl from the Sunshine Coast, Charlie from Albany, Henry from Tamworth, Katarina from Sydney, Reese from Wagga Wagga, and Elizabeth all the way from Houston in Texas. Happy birthday to you all. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free.